What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Hello and welcome to the fall season edition of the Outdoor Podcast, proudly created by bowhunterplanet.com. This show is really cool because it does focus on outdoor activities and other things people like to do in the outdoors, including hunting, camping, fishing, and all the above. So make sure you guys tune in for this great season coming up in our fall 2024 podcast. The show today is brought to you in part by Easton Archery, Gas Bowstrings, Trophy Ridge, Moultrie Mobile, Vapor Trail, Burris Optics, The Bow Hitch, and caffeine provided by Deer Camp Coffee. Now, on to the show.
Hey guys, and welcome to the Outdoor Podcast. Myself, Dave Thomas, along with Tim Mazzarana.
What's going on?
Yeah, my favorite co-host. And with our favorite sponsor, Easton, is on the line. Gary, welcome back to the show. How you been, man?
I've been great. How about you guys?
Doing great. I was just telling Tim, it's like when Gary comes on at the end of the year, it's like kind of close to the end of the year then for us. So like now we're in December and this is like towards the end of the year.
It's
and
kind of a little checkbox.
Yeah, it's
for
like
us.
The checkbox. We started with Gary and we end with Gary.
Yeah, right. I love it. But we always love talking to you. You always have great stuff going on and, you know, we're excited to hear about all the new stuff this year. So
yeah. So take us through it.
Yeah. We've got some really, really cool stuff. I know, I think last time we talked, we sort of, you know, alluded to what we were working on. And since then, we've really been able to flesh everything out, get all of our I's dotted and T's crossed, and now we're ready to really roll it out. We're rolling it out to the public today, so that's pretty cool. And I've been here a long time, as you guys know, and I'm as excited about this one. I was thinking back at all the product rollouts we've done over the years. And we've had some really cool ones. I think I'm as excited about this one as I've ever been, with some pretty cool stuff that the market's going to be excited to see. And it's also near and dear to my heart. It's two new hunting arrows because I love, you know, it's fun to introduce the target stuff too, but I get more jazzed about the hunting. I don't know. It's because I guess I love bow hunting so much. So
I like to take a guess at what it is.
Yeah.
Just gonna throw it out there. I'm going to throw it out there.
Go for it.
It's probably, from all these conversations and all the talk, I would assume it's probably the XX70X Aluminum Dave Thomas Edition.
Wow. It's like you must have a mole here in the building. Not only is that
oh, my gosh.
Even the name of the product is correct. So
yeah, we got to gotta monitor Google for this. There's going to be a lot of people Googling this now, Gary.
What's this XX70?
Looking for that.
Right. Now everybody knows why I was so enthusiastic on my intro with that.
I love it, man. Well, it is exciting, the hunting aspect of it. You know, I think what it is, you know, from us talking to our fans and everybody is that there's a big passion for hunting.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like when you're a hunter, you have a passion for it. You love it. You love great product. I think that's the most exciting part about it. And what better name than Easton to bring those quality products? I mean, you guys have been around forever.
Yeah, it's the oldest.
Yeah, it's the oldest. Yeah, I do believe that is correct. Yeah. I think you guys are the oldest archery company.
Bow hunting is what we get to do, right? It's what we do, what we choose to do. what we look forward to doing. You know, if we made, you know, lawnmowers or, you know, tree trimmers, you know, it's like, yeah, I got to do that, right? That's, but we get to make the products that people look forward to having, right? And yeah. using and getting out there. And so that to me is just, I mean, what are the odds, you know, you get to work for a company where people are, you know, that's their passion. And so we get to make products for it for 100 years. That's just, to me, it's like, if we didn't have our heads down and doing it, like our heads in that game to make products that work and are, you know, fit the bill, then we wouldn't be around for 100 years.
Yeah. Who would have thought you'd have been able to innovate the arrow portion of that over that period of time?
I know. Which is sometimes awesome. I make fun of us and I say, we just make glorified drinking straws, but
you know, are they reusable?
Drinking blood.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. Are they biodegradable nowadays? I'm not, you know, isn't that the, they're not made out of paper.
What more can you do with a tube? And yet our credit to our engineering team who sits right here, you know, they're not overseas. They're right here on the other side of the wall from me. To be able to continually, you know, make incremental improvements into the product line. And if you look back in the rearview mirror, you can see over the years, things are a lot different now than they were 20, 30, 50, or 100 years ago.
100%. Yeah. Well, and it's an evolution with the bow companies too, right? As they come out with higher speed bows, more accurate, more tunability. You know, you want to put out a product that's going to match that technology success that they've had. So makes sense.
So what we got here, Gary, what we got?
Okay, so I'll jump in on the one that I think maybe people would be most familiar with. So back in 2006, I was fortunate enough when we did our research and development, and we rolled out the full metal jacket, the FMJ, as people call it. And that product, we've done different iterations, like we did. We made one that's 4 millimeter. We actually, for a while, had one that was 6 millimeter. But I'll call it the FMJ Classic has really been, other than maybe a change of the label on the arrow, it's unchanged since that time. So we're 2025 rollout for the right now. So that's 19 years people have been, you know, having success with the FMJ. And that's a 5 millimeter arrow. Call it again the FMJ Classic. Well, we've gone back to that platform and redesigned it. So now we have an FMJ alongside the Classic. It's 5 millimeter, but it's lighter weight. So it's never been lighter weight until now. It puts it in the category of about where a carbon axis is. So it's pretty significant. Okay. Wow. So you can shoot an FMJ now in the weight of a carbon, you know, probably the most popular hunting shaft we've ever had, the carbon axis. It's pretty close to that. In fact, I've shot mine together, my 5 millimeter axis and my the new FMJ, what we're calling the FMJ Max is the name of that product. And I've shot them together and they group together. So they're very close in weight. But that's exciting to me because I think FMJ is a category where you got people that really love them, but there generally have been people that want to shoot a heavier arrow. And now the benefits of the FMJ will be available to a bow hunter that maybe didn't want such a heavy platform. So, you know, it's very similar to, you know, what people are used to in the 5 millimeter category. We have that available with the HIT insert. Just like the FMJ Classic, and they are but with a lighter weight. So cosmetics are a little bit different. I don't know if you I'll need to make sure I get you guys a set, but they have the classic FMJ diamond plate pattern. We put a black diamond plate on an OD green anodized finish. So
nice.
People are really excited about how they look, but they're even more excited about how they perform.
Well, I have to say, I mean, when we do our bow testing, right, we're always shooting multiple grains when we do our speed test. And it makes a big difference, the weight of the arrow, the amount of grains that you're shooting. And I think one of the things that, you know, I've heard more and more from hunters probably in the last 2 or 3 years is there's a lot more guys shooting 125 grain broadheads, yeah. right?
Yeah.
And so because they like that punch. But when you add that with a heavier arrow, you know, people are like, you know, I would love a lighter arrow to shoot with that because I want the heavier punch on the broadhead. And this is a great combo for yeah, what I'm thinking guys like that.
That's one of the things that I like to say about that is that it allows that flexibility, right? If you were to put that heavier broadhead, heavier it's or whatever it is, or both on an FMJ Classic, you start to get a pretty heavy arrow, which it can be good. I mean, there's a setup and a time and a place for that, but by having the lighter weight shaft platform, now if you want to boost your point weight or your FOC, you can do that without having an inordinately heavy projectile at that point, right? So it gives the flexibility of the guy. Or if a guy wants to shoot an FMJ with a standard weight point, now he can increase his velocity out of his bow. So it makes it versatile. That's exactly right what you're alluding to there.
It makes it
far more versatile. So the FMJ Max, and that's why we called it the Max. We felt like, hey, look, you got an FMJ that you can do anything with now. You can set it up for more speed, or you can set it up for more point weight.
And they got a lot of strength behind it, yeah. too.
And that's been a really popular thing for bow hunters to be doing in this, you know, right at this time is to you know, put in that higher, heavier weight points. And what you just talked about, too, I might kind of get off on a little bit of a tangent, but a lot of people the bow hunters have been putting more weight in their insert to get to the FOC. You can do that. There's a number of ways to do that with the FMJ and the 5mm. But you also said to use 125 grain point. What I like about that suggestion is by moving that weight farther out from the shaft, you actually get an increase in FOC, all other things held equal. You put it in the insert, you're farther back into the shaft. So the FOC benefit is lessened when you move that weight closer to the center of the shaft. When you put it out farther from the center of the shaft by putting it in the point rather than the insert, you get an added FOC benefit by doing it that way.
That makes
sense.
And
generally speaking, 125 grain broadheads are beefier in some way or shape or form. They have a thicker ferrule or heavier blades, or, you know, so by doing it in the way that you just described, it's, I think, a better system. You get higher FOC and you can get a beefier broadhead, a more durable, more robust broadhead by doing that. For some reason, bow hunters gravitated, oh, I need heavier inserts. And that is a way to boost the FOC, but it actually, in my opinion, is a better way to do it, either by using a heavy insert and a heavier point, or just a heavier point, because you get that added benefit of more FOC and also a more durable or more, like I said, robust broadhead.
This is why I love having Gary on. He makes me look like a genius.
Yeah. I'll just assume you knew everything I just said.
I just think it's logical, but you actually have the rationale.
Has the data behind it. Yeah.
Yeah. When I geek out with our engineering team, we're always sitting there scratching our heads. It's like, why do ball hunters always want to put the weight in the insert? You know, that's all fine, but you could actually shoot. I mean, a heavier broadhead really is a better way to go if you're going to add point up front. You know, so
when I think about those, we're Midwest hunters, right? So our shots are not that long, but I think about those Western hunters that are shooting longer distance, mm-hmm. right? And a lot of guys that I know that go Western and Midwest, they're shooting at 125 and they're keeping it at 125. They're not changing out their broadhead and resighting everything when they move to a Western hunt. So you see a lot more people, especially in our neck of the woods, going out and doing elk hunting and doing those Western hunts, and they're not going to change their whole setup for it. So it makes a lot of sense.
I like the look of it. I see the video I was on here while you guys were talking, that green, it looks sweet.
Yeah.
Really cool looks to it.
The guy, we've sent some out to some pro staff and we've hunted with them ourselves, and reaction has been just, you know, really positive when people see those. They're like, wow, this is really cool. And And it's more than just cosmetics, as we've been talking about. So we have a new look and a new shaft, which is really awesome. So,
and I can't say I'm surprised, because I feel like you guys do an excellent job when it comes to cosmetic looks to things. It's just, I think all the arrows look so much better than competition, in my opinion, everything I've seen at least. So I hats off, Geared, you guys.
If you have a better product, you need to make it look like it's a better product. So we try to do both. But I have the other arrow that I, you know, if you guys want to pivot, I can tell you about that one. We can talk some more about the FMJ, but I have a, we have another one that's really exciting as well. So if you want, I'll just dive into that one.
Yeah,
let's do it.
Let's do it.
Okay. So the other product that we have alongside, it's kind of the year of the 5mm for us. We have a new 5mm all carbon arrow. The mark is kind of a category we haven't been in. Some of our competitors have been playing in that space. So what we have is we're calling it the Easton 5.0, and it is a extremely lightweight platform. I think it might be the lightest weight hunting arrow we've ever made. It's in that 5mm, so it's micro diameter, and it goes back to everything we've been talking about already with, you know, if you want to put a lot of weight, a lot of point weight up front, this is the great arrow to do that to. Comes in spines all the way down to 200. So the other one's versatile. This is even more versatile. Somebody that really wants to pull out the stops and do a speed setup, this is a way to go and have that micro diameter. Or the guys that are looking to add that point weight, this is the perfect platform to do it on, because you can put a ton of point weight on this one and really boost your FOC, but not, but still have a overall arrow weight that's favorable. So at least we've shown this to some of our distributors and dealers now, and they're really excited about the Easton 5.0. So
that's cool.
That's also all, both of these, I should remind everybody that they're made right here in the factory that I'm sitting in, and the new Easton 5.0 and the new FMJ both use our AccuCarbon process. And that one is, that's proprietary to Easton. It's a seamless carbon, so there's no high spine. They're uniform all the way around. So the spine accuracy, everything made right here in this factory where I'm sitting, I was dabbling around online and people are like, oh, they're assembled there. Or whatever you think.
No.
It's always disinformation. Yeah. It's always the same
fabricate
thing.
Them here. They are made here.
So, made in the good old US of A.
Yeah. Made in Utah, baby.
Yeah. When you guys come home. Out, I will show you the machines. And
I was going to say that. This would be a good time to talk about coming out in the spring. Me and Tim to come out and see you, but not just see you, but have Tim geek out with your text at the same time. They can all geek out in
person. I'm a data guy, you know? I'm a data guy for
come
sure.
Come on out and we'll do a podcast from the inside the factory or whatever.
Yeah, cool.
I want to do a podcast. Dave doesn't want this conversation, but I want to do a podcast about kinetic energy in bows.
Oh yeah, you guys do that. I'll hang out with the guys up front.
I think it's a very interesting conversation. That there's a lot of tech behind it. There's a lot of things that go into the kinetic energy and how it works.
Well, you guys could do that. Everybody here's our enthusiasts. They all love bow hunt. Our engineering team as well. I think that's huge. You know, you say, oh, it's made in USA, but 100%. It's engineered in USA. It's designed in USA.
Yeah.
You know, it's got by guys that are, they want better products so they can go out and hunt, right? If you call up a factory overseas, you just tell them what you want. But these guys are like putting their heart and soul into it because they want to go out and hunt with it, right? So it's more than just where the machines are located. It's everything we infuse into it, whether it's the engineers or the marketing or whoever. We're all passionate. We want it to look a certain way. We want it to do a certain thing because we get to go out and use it.
You know, to me, the whole made.
Hey, what's What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Drinking and driving is a decision that will change your whole world. Things will never be the same once you get a DUI, because legal fees and time in court are just the beginning. Getting into a crash is another way your world could be irreversibly changed after drinking and driving. Your vehicle may not be the only thing that gets damaged in that crash. You could face a life-altering injury or even death. But you're not the only one who could face those consequences. Your decision to drink and drive could permanently change someone else's world, whether you injure them or leave their loved ones grieving. The next time you're out drinking, call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or a designated sober driver. Always plan for a safe ride home. The only decision that'll change your world for the better is the decision to call for a sober ride. It's never worth it to drive drunk. Don't risk it. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
America thing, it hits home, obviously. There's a patriotism there, and I think that runs deep within the hunter community. But not only that, I think when you say made in the USA, the first thing I always think of is quality, right? And when you match that with a name like Easton and you see the quality products that you guys have been turning out, I mean, the quality control that you guys have is absolutely amazing. I think we've had conversation in years past about, you know, the quality control that you guys run things to make sure that when you're getting a box of arrows, they are the tightest tolerance to each other that you can possibly get. Right. And so that speaks volumes when you say made in the USA, because it runs a lot deeper than just saying that.
Right. And they should be synonymous. I think, you know, when you think, okay, it's made in USA, the implication is that it's better, right? It's better quality. But I think if you harken back to what I said a few minutes ago, it does have to do with, we got enthusiasts designing it, we got enthusiasts running the machineries, we got enthusiasts delivering it to the market, our sales team, everybody, you know, we're all users of the product. So naturally what we produce, you know, needs to be better because that's what we want to use. And you know, the other thing is, you know, we've talked about it before on other podcasts, is we're 100 years old, but we're still family owned. And
yeah,
Easton doesn't want to put, you know, something of his name on a product that isn't the best in the industry. So whether it's the honey products or, you know, we just had an Olympics with archery in it. Every single medal, every single champion, every medal, every championship used, you know, an Easton X10. So it means a lot to us. It's part of our culture. To kind of side dress the two that we've already talked about, half outs have been really popular in alluding to some of the things that we've been talking about with regard to point weight setups and that kind of thing. So our match grade we talked about last year was popular in the 4mm line. We've got match grade half outs now available in the 5mm. And it goes hand in hand with the new products that I just, like I said, it's kind of the year of the 5mm. So it's really exciting. We've had opportunities to hunt with them already. We've had some of our advertising partners and others trying them out this fall. And the feedback we're getting is, you know, it's super. Everybody's excited and already had huge success with these. So, you know, I'm really, like I said, I this is as good of a hunting introduction as we've had in a long time.
So, Gary, with these being, you know, launched today, does that mean that a consumer can get them today at a pro shop that carries Easton, or does that mean it might be a couple weeks out still?
There might be some hitting already. We're right on the verge of shipping. We've been running them for a little while, but it takes a little bit to get them through the factory here. But we are launching today to the public. There might be a few shipments out the door already, but certainly within 30 days, 45 days, they'll start showing up at widespread across the country at different dealer shops.
I just know people want them for their indoor league probably coming up.
Yeah, but I know
that's going to kick off soon.
Some of the questions we always get, you know, is what should I be choosing arrow wise, right? Not just it's spine and weight and all that stuff. Here's my arrow length. And what I always tell people is that's where you want to go into your dealer, right? Your dealer is going to be able to not only help you pick what arrow is going to be best for you, but also they'll be able to cut it for you. They'll be able to do the inserts, everything that you need.
Yeah.
And I know you guys are really dealer heavy and we are too. And arrows is one of those things that, yeah, you can overthink it. You can underthink it too, but you can definitely overthink the arrows.
Well, archers love to overthink everything.
That's right.
That's part of the fun of the sport, right? Is tinkering with your gear. And we are more than happy to accommodate with any number of component setups and shafts that we've talked about. You know, they can mix and match and try different things in their setup. But and Easton, you know, we make everything arrows soup to nuts. So if you are a beginner archer, or you're up on the Olympic podium, or you're headed for Tajikistan to hunt whatever sheep or whitetail or whatever, we make an arrow to do it all. NASP, the NASP program, I mean, everything, right? So, and that's what I like about Easton too. I've seen a lot of companies that are like, hey, we want to get into this, we want to get into that, we want to get into that, and all these different product categories. What I like about Easton is we are like 90%, we have some accessory items, some bow cases, some other cool stuff, but we focus on arrows. That's all we think about here.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, when you talked about it before about Easton, you know, having the best, I think that's why we have the best.
Yeah.
We've got, you know, and the competition, I'm not going to disparage them. They have good products and keeps us on our toes. And in some ways, I'm kind of glad, because it does force us to strive for that excellence, to stay a step ahead. But, you know, it is a very singular focused company where, you know, we have arrows and that's what we think about. You know, some of the other stuff that we do is just, you know, kind of goes along with that, arrow quivers and things you can put arrows into. But by and large, that's what we do, is arrows by far.
I don't know. You know, I'll throw this. I got two things to actually ask you about. One's going to be cost effectiveness. You know, what's the most cost effective arrow for someone who doesn't have a lot of money?
Oh, yeah. That's a good question.
Because I say that because Tim and I actually just saw a video we're going to respond to on TikTok. And the guy says, like, oh, the industry's out of their minds, or everything's too expensive. And I'm like, that's not really true.
That's not true.
And that's why I wanted to kind of address that with you and just say, okay, what does Easton offer for someone who doesn't have barely any money? Just what's the cheapest option for a bow hunter, I guess?
Yeah. So let's say I've got a drawer full of arrows. I got a factory full of arrows. I want some arrows. I'll go grab them. Right. You know, people automatically think, well, there's Gary Cornham. He's the director of marketing over at Easton. He's probably shooting X10 parallel pros when he hunts. No, I'm not. I shoot a 5mm. Right now, I'm shooting a 5mm axis. Next year, I'll probably use the FMJ Max. But if I walked out of here today and went and got a job somewhere else, and I had to go into retail and buy my arrows, what would I buy? And I would go get myself, knowing what I know and everything I know about the factory. I know everything about it, right?
Any short-sighted spy in the field can provide you with images. Only the Moultrie Edge 2 cell cams provide tactical reconnaissance. High-resolution photos and videos paired with detailed intel of where game is most active. Built for simplicity, just turn on your Edge 2 cell cam and it will auto-connect to one of the four major cellular networks, while our easy-to-use app arms you with game plan so you can determine where and when to hunt. Don't just capture images. Gather intelligence.
The most advanced range-finding bow sight is now even better. Introducing the Oracle 2 from Burris. Based on customer feedback, we improved the pin brightness control, refined the LRF adjustment system, and brightened the aiming ring. There's still no glass to scratch, fog, glare, or break, and the fail-safe 20-yard pin has your back no matter what. At the push of a button, you instantly get the yardage to target. Extend your ethical distance with the Oracle 2 from Burris. Burris.
But Easton match-grade shafts undergo a far more meticulous straightness check, with razor tolerance at both ends, the center, and the critical quarter locations. Discover the ultimate in precision and made in USA quality. Visit your authorized Easton dealer and pick up your Easton Match Grade Pro Shop Series arrows today.
I would go get myself some 6.5 bow hunters. If I, you know, a lot of these other products that we make get overlooked because, like, we sit here and we talk about the cool, new, exciting stuff, which, by the way, the 5.0 and the FMJ Max aren't going to break the bank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're actually, you know, they're actually pretty reasonably priced. However, if I'm a guy that's, you know, I just want a good arrow that's a good value, I do get a 6.5 bow hunter because they're actually run on the same machinery as like a FMJ core tube or as a, you know, the new Easton 5.0. They're made using the exact same process. So The quality is there. That 6.5 line in general is really good. And it's, you know, very affordable, but they're also made in the USA factory, right? They're not outsourced overseas. So they're run on the same machinery as these other high-end products that we're talking about, you know? So, you know, even an Axis long range, 4mm, same equipment.
Yeah.
It's a great question.
The other thing I want to comment real quick is just, the other thing I'm going to say is more of a statement, but I do want to emphasize to the people watching this and even to Easton, I guess, is the character of a company is super important. And I don't know if people realize this about Easton, but Easton's got like an amazing character. You guys are amazing people, really nice people, great people. And I can prove that in one easy example. And that's last year I had go into a local archery community center, and the woman who was running it, you know, I was talking to her about it. I'm like, how does this work? How many kids come through here? This, that, and this. And she goes, I could really use some help and some arrows. I don't have any arrows. Cause I said, what would you need from us if I could help make a connection? So if you can give me arrows, that would be huge. So I reached out to you guys. You guys are like, no problem. Here they are for free. They can have them for kids' programs. I mean, these are important things that I don't think people realize. Now, I'm not saying you guys can do that for anybody and everybody. I'm just suggesting you guys met that moment, no problem, head on, and said, no problem. You know, we recognize how important this is, you know, for a youth program that needs help or whatever. But these characteristic things are really important to me when I'm buying products. When I think of Easton, I always think of very positive things. Like, I'm like, oh, that's the company I would, you know, when people ask me what arrow should I shoot, I'm like, check out what Easton's got. You gotta go look at Easton, you know, and they're like, why? I'm like, well, number one, they're made in USA. Number two, they're absolutely incredible. They have 100+ years and they're a great company.
Number three, I guarantee you haven't heard of them.
Yeah,
you know, the name recognition is the best in the industry.
You're right though, and Greg Easton has as much integrity as father. I knew him. I passed away last year, but the Easton family really has as much integrity as any people I've ever met, and that goes through our culture. But they also believe and have always believed and continue to believe that archery is, like, I think they bleed archery. Like, they love it. They love it. And to the extent that they want to grow the sport, they want to support the, you know, whether it's NASP or, well, I mean, the foundation of the archery centers, a lot of people don't know about. They've built, they have an organization called the Easton Foundation, where they've put all this money to put into archery to continue to further the sport. And even things that I do from the company standpoint, the foundation is separate from our company, but they do grants, they do, you know, support, you know, development of archery through those grants. But even as a company, like when you called me up and said, hey, I got a program and can you help us support? We do that too, because we understand that, you know, getting more people into archery, just from a standpoint of of, you know, keeping the sport momentum behind it so we can all keep continuing to, you know, do the thing that we love, but also introduce new people to how cool archery is.
What does it mean to be unrivaled? To be unrivaled isn't about winning a trophy. It's about putting in the hours that nobody else sees. To be unrivaled isn't just a choice, it's a lifestyle. It's to push yourself to be your best day in and day out. Gas Bowstrings, be unrivaled.
For more than 20 years, Trophy Ridge has developed tools that bow hunters trust and continue to lead the way in bow hunting innovation. Our field-proven products dish out dirt naps all over the world. We've manufactured and sold millions of products along the way, each one strategically designed to give you a distinct advantage in the field. From the backyard and competitive courses, to the backcountry and Midwest cornfields, our products remain lethal, accurate, and continue to help you react to the situation at hand. Trophy Ridge accessories give you confidence, regardless of the situation. Our sights, rest, stabilizers, quivers, and releases set you up to be successful season after season. There are plenty of factors to think about on the hunt. Your gear shouldn't be one of them. We're Trophy Ridge, and we build the tools that bow hunters trust.
We are outdoors people, boating, fishing, hunting, and we are coffee lovers. My husband and I, we met at a coffee shop about 20 years back. So we've grown to love different blends, different beans, and different types of coffee. And throughout our time together, we decided that we wanted to create something for ourselves. So that's where this all came into play. And it's not just an outdoorsman, it's women, men, children. It's the community that come in here and they like it. They sit down at our cafe. They might have a venison hot dog, a cold brew coffee, and they enjoy their time here.
Right. Well, we're excited about the launch happening today. EasternArchery.com to learn more information and visit your dealer too.
Gary, we're going to see you at a Total Archery Challenge.
Say that again.
You coming back to Michigan for Total Archery Challenge?
I'm fighting with Casey back here to see who gets to go. But I've done it the last 2 years, and I had a blast. I like, you know, after you've done an event a couple of times, it kind of gets in your blood, and you kind of feel like you need to go back. And so there's a good chance I'll do that.
But hey, if you get a chance to, I don't know if you guys will attend the one. I think they added one into the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. You should definitely go to that one to see the difference
That's
between
God's
landscape,
country.
Between where you were, which is still a beautiful area where you were, but the other one is gorgeous.
God's country.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll switch it up and go over there.
So, yeah, just do them both.
Yeah, do them, both. Them both. That way we get to see it twice next year.
You know, what's funny, though, is I think I can't remember when they added it, but that's about the time the Western season started to open up. And so... we'll see if I'm in the field or not. But
good deal.
Well, thanks, Gary. Yeah. We appreciate coming on, and good luck this this end of year here. Hopefully it goes good for Easton.
It's always a pleasure.
Thank you for tuning into the show today. We hope you had a good time. Please make sure you hit that subscribe button and like button where you can. You can find us all over every platform. And don't forget to join our membership programs, have a lot of fun with the community here, and have a chance to win some really cool products. We'll see you soon.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.